The end of Parshas Vayeshev. Yosef finds himself in the prison system in Egypt. Not a good place to be. And luckily enough, he's moving up in the ranks and he's becoming very valuable to the system there. And now one day comes in the Sar HaMashkim, the Sar HaOifim, and they are placed in jail as well for crimes against Pharaoh as well. And the day comes, they both have dreams, and Yosef correctly interprets the dreams. He tells the Sar HaOifim that he's not going to make it out, he's going to be killed, and the Sar HaMashkim is going to be placed on his old position, replaced on his old position. And the Torah says that's exactly what happens. After the whole story of telling us what Yosef did, the parasha ends, Vesara oifim tola, he was hung, kasha pasa lehem Yosef, just as Yosef had interpreted it to them. So we see here, Yosef had the power of interpreting the dreams. Then the beginning of next week's parasha b'miketz, 2 years later, b'miketz on a time yom, 2 years later, Pari has a dream. And Pari's all bewildered. He needs an answer. And Sar HaMashkim steps up and says, okay, by the way, let me tell you what happened here. I was also in jail at one point. And he starts repeating the entire story. Rashi says he calls him a nar. He calls Yosef a nar, an ivri, an evid. He's really very disparaging toward Yosef. Even though he was supposed to have done this 2 years earlier, here he is approaching Pari and saying some bad things. As he's saying over the story, he reminds Pari that, by the way, I wasn't the only one in jail. There was a person in jail with me, the Sar HaOifim. And by the way, the Sar HaOifim, you landed out hanging him. And there was someone who was able to interpret him correctly, and that was Yosef HaTzadik. And he says, by the way, you should know that it came, it's in Pasuk Yud Gimel, and it was that just as he interpreted for us the dreams, so did it happen. But it says the same lesson, but he kasha pasa lanu kein hayo. Oisi heishivas alkani wa oisoi tala. Okay, now the Gemara in Brachas comes forward. On Daf Nun Hayam Beis, and the Gemara says, I want to tell you something, a secret. Rabbi Elazar says you should know that when it comes to an interpretation of dreams, the person who's interpreting the dream has a power to determine what the dream will be like. That means the dream is on somewhat vague, and a person can come forward and he can interpret it for good or not for good, and those will create the future of the dream. So dreams are vague, and the interpreter has a proof. How do you know this? The Gemara says, I know it from Yosef HaTzadik. How do you know from Yosef HaTzadik? And it quotes this week's Pasuk, when the Sar HaMashkim repeated the event and said, you should know that they hung the other guy, and you should, just like Kasher, by he Kasher, Pasal Lanu Kein Hoya. The question we're going to have is this. This is again a story in the Chumash that has two parts to it. There's the live events that occur in the end of last week's parasha, when the two people are coming forward to Yosef, telling them about the dreams. Sar HaOifim gets hung and the Sar HaMashkim gets his jaw back like Yosef predicted. And then there's this week's parasha when the Sar HaMashkim is repeating what happened 2 years earlier. 2 years earlier. And the similar pasuk. Vayhi kasha pasalanu kein hayo is what it says over here. And over there it says kasha pasalahem Yosef. So the obvious question is, why would the Gemara, when it wants to bring a proof of how do you know the power of the person interpreting the dream to determine the outcome of the dream from this week's parasha, of the repetition of when the Sar HaMashkim is saying it over, it should have said it earlier when the events occurred live. The Gemara should have raya, when, by the way, you know what? How you know that the dreams are interpreted correctly by the person? I'll tell you how I know. Because when Yosef repeated the dreams, at the time he interpreted the dreams to the people themselves, it came out the way it was supposed to be. Like the Pasuk says, the end of Parsha Vayeshev. Why come out the beginning of Parsha Vayeshev? So there's an interesting answer. As we said, everything the Sar HaMashkim was saying was going to be negative against Yosef. Sar HaMashkim didn't want Yosef to succeed. Nar, Eved, Ivri, he calls him bad things. So the question is, why, when he was talking to the king now, was he actually talking about the Sar HaOifim at all? He should have said, I was in jail, and you should know I had a crazy dream, and there was a guy there who said that, by the way, it's going to be good for you, and you're going to get your old job back 3 days later. I got my old job back, and here I'm standing here. Why mention Bechlal the Sar HaOifim, which was a negative event? In fact, right before the Sar HaMashkim begins telling the whole story to the Pari, he says, I want to say I did something wrong. And there's different interpretations of what he was telling Pari he did wrong. One of the explanations by the commentators is that he was bringing up the Sar HaOifim. It was a bad event that the king found a rock in his bread and he bit onto something and he had to kill the guy. It was a bad event. He said, I want to tell you, I feel bad bringing this up, but I must bring it up. So the question becomes even stronger. Why bring up the Sar HaOifim at all? Just say the Sar HaMashkim, by the way, I'm here today based on the guy's interpretation of the dream. So the answer wants to be like this. That he was saying that the dreams could have gone either way. And Yosef HaTzadik could have had the Sar HaOifim live. And he could have had the Sar HaMashkim die. I could have been the guy dying. You should know that when he was interpreting the dreams, whatever power he had real power. Not that he could just interpret the dream and tell you what it says, but he could determine what the dream will be. And you know what this person did? He killed off the Sar HaOifim. It's funny that Rashi says that when it talks about the Sar HaOifim dying, it says, Vayhi kasha pasalanu kenaya oisi vague to another. He put me back in my place and he landed out hanging the other person. And Rashi says right away, it's a mikra kotzer. It's not saying who it is. But of course it means Hashem. according to what we're saying now, no, what he meant was, he means the power. You had no power here. Yosef had real power here. The determination of what the dream would be was based on Yosef. And I want to tell you something even more important. He's not a good person. He landed up killing the Saroifim. So he's telling him another bad thing. He's a Nar. He's an Eved. He's an Ivri. You know what else he is? He's a potential murderer. So Pari, before you call this guy over, understand what you're getting yourself into. This guy's a potential murderer. And that's why the Gemara in Brachas wants to tell us from over here. Because over there, originally what happened, all we know from there is Yosef's interpreting the dreams. But the dreams are not based on the determination of the guy interpreting it. From here, part of the story is the Sarah Mashkim saying over, he does not interpreting dreams. He is part of the problem. He's part of the issue because it's determined based on that person. Fascinating. When Pari calls Yosef in, he calls him. He doesn't tell him the dream right away. First, he tells him, I heard about you, that you're a person that can comprehend, dream, and interpret it. That's Mamash right after the Pasuk Tesvav, right? Pasuk Tesvav, it says, Vayoyim Lamer, he says, I heard on you, Ani Shemati Alecha Lamer, Tishma Chaloyim Lifter, so you can't interpret it. But he didn't actually say it. He didn't say what the dream was yet. Vayan Yosef, what did he say? Biladi Elekim Yanis Shaloyim Pari. He added in the word Shaloyim. Only Hashem can determine the goodness of Pari. Well, Yosef realized what was going on here. He realized that Pari was nervous. He understood that the Sarah Mashkim must have said bad things about him, that he has the power to determine the dream. Maybe the power to determine the dream will make a bad thing. Therefore, Pari, don't put me in power. He said, no. Hashem is here involved. He's going to make sure Shaloyim Pari. It's going to be for the goodness of Pari. Only after Pari heard that Yosef is thinking for the good of him, and he has the power of determination of what the dream will be like, to then Pari tell him the entire dream. And that's part of the reason why Pari said, I trust this guy. I like this guy. He potentially had the power to take care of me. He could have interpreted the dream negatively against me. I'm putting this person in power. That's why, again, the entire story is learned from the repetition of the Sarah Mashkim of the events. Because that's the real better proof that determination of the dream is based on the person saying it.